from the numbers that cross your desk, what can you tell us about the condition of the Kentucky workforce today?
Certainly, we've got both our opportunities and our challenges. The Northeast is in major decline, population and jobs. The Midwest is in major decline. The Southeast could be the new economic engine if we play our cards right and make the right investments. And along with that, I'm also saying I think Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, Virginia have the most potential to do well. And unfortunately, if the current trends continue, the Southwest, California, Texas, Nevada, and Arizona are headed towards being a new Appalachia, poorly educated, poorly skilled, and not prepared for the 21st century. So Kentucky has opportunities. We've got good roads. You know, we have four seasons. And basically, we have water. Guess what Southern California, Texas, Florida don't have? Georgia. Guess what China and India don't have? They've got major water problems. We've got a lot of things that could be positive, but we need to get our educational levels up. We do rank near the bottom there. We are improving, so we are making the right right investments there. But also, somewhat controversial, I think we need to have enough revenue to make sure we have a good educational system. We don't want to keep raising our tuition on our students to keep them from going to college.
And we've heard a lot in recent years about a brain drain going on in eastern Kentucky. Now, you've shown us some data that runs quite counter to these popular perceptions about the region, especially the percentage of the population with BA degrees and graduate and professional degrees. What can you tell us about that?
The 2007-2012 American Community Survey, which is put out by the census, and it showed the number of people with a bachelor's degree and a master's degree had gone up fairly dramatically in a number of East Kentucky counties. And on the opposite end of that, the number of people with less than ninth grade and ninth to 12th grade, no high school diploma, had went down dramatically. So the data showing actually East Kentucky is getting much better educated.
Is Eastern Kentucky in the meantime transitioning to some sort of new economy on its own? And what does that look like?
Yeah, when I hear, you know, we need to reinvent the economy in East Kentucky, I certainly think there is some merit there. But I also think we've actually for the last 20 years been really starting to reinvent the East Kentucky economy. You know, I keep hearing about the war on coal. Well, the number of coal mining jobs in Kentucky in 1940 was 80,000. Today it's about 12,000. It's been going down for 70 years. Coal production's been going down for about 15 years now. And in fact, coal is the fifth largest employer in East Kentucky. Healthcare is much larger. Retail trade's larger. Education's larger. Manufacturing's larger. The good news is now we're showing that in the 5th Congressional District, the data we recently analyzed, they've created about 7,000 jobs in the last 10 years over what they had. And that number basically, I've sort of got the data here, went from about 207,000 in 2002. The latest data actually shows us up to 215,000. But of those jobs, 22,000 were in healthcare. So it's three times the number of jobs created. And then the other issue, which was really very positive, the next highest growth area was in the area of professional, scientific, and technical employment. So we're starting to see some turnarounds.